Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana. Tune in for some classics. From the 70s. To the 90s. Love Storm on Radio Africana.
Yo, yo, welcome back to the airwaves, Manchester. You're locked into Radio Africana, and it's that time again. The only time you want to be caught up in a good storm, and that's Love Storm with Jerry. We're here every Wednesday, ready to stir things up. As you already know, I'm your resident love guru. And I'm here every Wednesday to bring a little sunshine your way. And I do hope that you've had a fantastic day. And I do come bearing good news today. I've got someone with me in the building. Give a shout to Mr. Roy. Say hello.
Hello.
Yep. Hello. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I hope you've had a lovely day.
Well, it's been a very nice day today.
Despite yesterday's weather.
Yesterday's weather was like, was it raining yesterday?
Yeah, it rained the whole of yesterday.
Okay, and it wasn't like the week before.
Or the previous days.
It was like Nigeria came to this country for
a while.
I
know. We didn't have to go to Spain for the sun.
You keep talking about Spain. I said Nigeria. You said Spain. That weather wasn't Spain weather.
It was proper Nigerian.
Yeah, it was really hot and humid and everything. It was really nice.
I know.
But I think the weather we're having this today and yesterday was quite welcomed as well.
Yep.
So yeah, cooled everything down a bit.
A bit, yeah, but we still need the sun to carry on. But if the sun doesn't, we're here to brighten up your evening on a Wednesday. Shame we can't be here every day, because I know listeners will love that. Okay, so as usual, we have the topic of the day, and today's topic is the green light or the ghost light. How to really know if they are into you or they're just being polite. We're going to take a short music break, and when we come back, we'll be talking about the green light or the ghost light. Do not touch that dial. You're only allowed to go grab a drink and come back. See you in a bit.
Hey.
I feel the rhythm, but I just don't know the dance. I want to move with you, but something holds me back. I'm holding back, yeah.
All I ever needed, I can never find. All I ever wanted was to get it right. Somebody tell me what is wrong with me. I wasn't sure, but I know now. I believe that it must be. Love don't love me. Love don't love me.
Oh, why? I know exactly what is missing in my life. Something for sure and something pure, maybe a wife. But when I'm out the door before the morning light, every night, so I pray. I'm so afraid I'm always gonna be this way. Relationships only to pass the time away. Fear of commitment is a habit hard to break.
The show Love Storm with your girl Jerry, and I do hope you are having a fantastic evening. I'm here with Mr. Roy. I can see Mr. Roy is having a good time.
yes. I need to correct something, Jerry. You know, you keep calling me Mr. and I keep getting this dig in my side.
Oh, okay.
If you're gonna address me publicly, I'm a prince.
Oh, sorry about that.
So when you call me Miss, I'm thinking, who is in the room that is a Mr. is also bearing my name.
Yeah, I'm here with Prince Roy.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
The perfect gentleman.
Yes. Thank you.
Yep. So today, your love guru Jerry is talking about the green light or the ghost light. How to really know if they are into you or just being polite. Have you been in that situation where you're not sure if you're receiving the amber, the green light?
Well, with me, you know, like, since I've been growing up, I've always been a handsome. My mom has always told me I'm a handsome boy.
Oh, there we go.
And my aunties have always... I've grown up around ladies, like women.
Oh, so proper ladies, man.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Ladies, as in relatives. But all my female relatives are all ladies.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I've said I've grown up around ladies. So don't think I'm talking about
oh, being a ladies man.
No.
Okay.
To my relatives, I was their favorite.
Oh.
So basically they taught me certain secrets that ladies have.
Okay.
And I have grew up with that. So yes, I have been in situations where I have experienced a lady's interest in me. And I kind of know, not professionally, because I know the kind of signs to look out for when a lady is interested in me. And yes, to your question, I have experienced that in the past.
Okay, that's good. And I will say it from the female perspective.
Okay.
I'm just going to be Britishly polite with this one.
Okay.
Like you, I do get a lot as well.
Oh, no. I can imagine. You know, if you can't see, I vouch for that.
And you see, that's exactly where the controversy kicks in. Because when you have the reputation of being a ladies man, or you having a certain look that you know, or you have a certain kind of personality where you're a bit friendly, people can misread it.
Well, yes, okay, I understand. Yes. I've been in situations where that has happened.
Yeah.
Where, okay, some of my friends have misread them kind of traits as the lady being interested in them, but she's just being friendly in her own way.
Exactly. Because what one person sees as a clear green light, another might see as, oh, absolutely nothing. Or what's the ghost light? Because one minute it's there and the next minute it's gone, because you just might be just polite.
I mean, in present times now, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to give away my age. But during our times, we used to do courting.
Okay.
Now, courting in the sense of the natural way that courting is meant to be. So.
Okay, and how is that?
So,
for those who are not lucky enough to be your age,
well,
let us know what courtship was all about back in the day.
There's Discovery Channel.
History.
Yeah. Or some history channels to go back to. But what I mean in effect is, if a girl is interested in a guy, or say for example in your case, how you notice how a guy is interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't know that side of things, but I would know like the guy side of things.
Yeah.
But in the past we had to do the courting first.
Okay, which
so,
is
so you had the court, you had the stock of women.
Okay.
And then the guys had to go and do like the courting dance.
Oh, so women would just stand in a corner.
Yeah, because the women are powerful, you know. Women are very, very powerful creatures. Okay. They're the ones who do the choosing at the end of the day.
Oh, that was back then.
No, even now.
Because tables have turned now.
No. The tables hasn't. Even it doesn't
because
matter.
Apps like Bumble and Tinder.
No. At the end of the day, they still choose.
Oh yeah, true.
At the end of the day, you can do whatever you want, wherever you want to put it. The woman still has the say so, like yes or no.
No, true. Real
okay.
talk.
Mm-hmm. So, but however, when the woman has decided that's the person I want, how do I go about it?
Yeah.
What are the things I have to give out for that person to know?
Yeah.
Them are the things you're talking about.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, as a man, can you just give me and all the listeners out there, the female listeners out there, one tip? Just the tip to know that, yeah, this is a green light. This guy is into you.
So, guys, for example, if you're in a place now and there are lots of girls there, right? And there's a particular girl that is interested in you. What she would do is she'll walk past you for no apparent reason, to no particular direction, for no cause.
She'll just wander about.
Yeah, just walk past you.
Okay.
Yeah,
I do agree. Yeah,
yeah, all right, okay, that's one, so that's enough. I don't,
yeah, that's one from the female side. From the male side, when you see a girl you're interested in, what's the telltale sign that you are interested in that person?
Well, you see, like, okay, that's the difference again with genders,
yeah,
or male and, you know, boy, girl, whatever.
Mm.
If I start saying certain things now, right?
Yeah.
Some people listening out there will put it in their ammunition box. Understand? So it's okay. Not something that a man will come out and tell an ex-man how they recognize.
But we want to know. the females wanting to know, so that when we see those signs, we can tell, oh, that guy's into me, so that we just don't lose someone that's into us and go for the wrong person.
Okay, I'll give you an example of when you know a guy is interested in you. Imagine you go out and there's two of you.
Okay.
If a guy is interested in you,
yeah,
on his approach to you,
okay,
he will make eye contact with you.
Okay.
Give you the impression he's about to
engage. Hold on. Ladies, are you taking notes? Get your notebook and a pen. The first telltale is eye contact. Eye contact, ladies. Look at the eyes. Okay?
Eye contact on approach.
Okay.
And then beelining for somebody else.
Oh, okay. Please, can you break that down?
So you're there with your friend chilling at a bar.
Mm.
And I see you. I make eye contact with you. I'm approaching you.
Okay. But
I say hello to your friend first.
Oh, dang. Get the dang. Oh, ladies, did you get that? Number two. So, point number two. He likes you, but he says hello to the friend first. That is beelining, as he's just said it. So, don't be deterred when he doesn't say hello to you at first, because you are the main target.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana, and we have an exciting topic tonight, like we do every Wednesday night. If you want to be a part of the show tonight, you know what to do. Text us on WhatsApp. It's 0744-881-1570. 0744-881-1570. And I've got with me a real life prince today.
Hi.
And we are talking about, give me the green light. How do you know someone is waiting to you? The green light or the ghost light? And he's giving us points, ladies. He's already given us two gems. The first one was eye contact on approach. Second one was beelining. He sees you, doesn't say hi, says hi to your friend,
yep.
But you are the main target. Okay, we're going to take a short music break. Do not touch that dial. Take down those notes and text in. I'm more than happy to get more tips from both sides, male, female. Let us know your experience. Tell us your telltale signs. This is Still Love Some. We'll be back in a bit.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, this time, you're still the one I love.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. We beat the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, they'll never make it, but just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Still the one that I love, the only one I dream of.
Hello there, lovely listeners. It's still the show Lobster with your love guru, Jerry. And I've got Prince Roy in the building.
Hello.
Yes, and we are talking about the green light or the ghost light. Telltale signs that they are into you. And I will be giving... I'm already laughing. Thanks for the tips, Prince Roy.
No worries. Think
I'm letting you off the hook just yet. I'll just give you one or two from my extensive coin collection.
Okay.
I'd say a telltale sign from a female that she's into you is when she starts to laugh at your dry jokes.
Really?
Yeah. And so you're funny.
What's a dry joke?
You know them dad jokes that guys tell and think we're quite impressed.
Like, give me an example.
Like, I'm not good at telling dad jokes.
No, but you must have laughed at a joke that you must have stuck with. You thought, ah.
You know them kind of, why did the chicken cross the road jokes?
Why? Why did the chicken cross the road?
Because he wanted to get to the other side. You know them kind of jokes. Like
and you'd laugh at that?
Yeah, so you're so funny. But deep down, you know, damn, this guy's dry, but I like him, so I'm going to just pretend he's funny.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a sign to look out for.
No, I can check it. I can use it to check a girl if she likes me.
Yeah.
I can tell her the dad joke, and if she laughs, I know she likes me.
Yeah, that's it. That's cool. Number one.
Nice one,
yeah.
Nice one.
Guys out there, are you taking notes?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So guys, do the chicken... What the chicken cross the road thing? If she gives you a smile, that means she's into you.
Well, you'll be damned if she does listen to the show, because she's going to call you out. Okay. Yeah. Another one is if she's a lot like me, I'll touch my hair, like, you know, like twirl the hair when you're quite interested. And yeah, make eye contact and then touch my hair, like, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Or bat my lashes, like my eyelids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's sign number two.
That means a lot of girls like me.
Oh. Is that you thinking though? Like thinking back and thinking.
Based on what you're saying, the rubbing of the hair, the batting of the eyelashes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, you see. So you just probably missed them signs. And you're wondering, like, what's wrong with him?
Yeah, true. Okay.
You see, guys, you need to pay attention. I think point number three is pay attention.
Pay attention.
Yeah, because if you don't, you're going to miss the light.
One thing they should diagnose with all men is attention
deficit disorder. Yes,
all of us have got that. So on that one, I don't think, you know.
Oh, really? So how long can we hold a man's attention for?
You can hold it as long as you want, as far as it's, you know, something that he's interested in.
Oh, okay. So it takes us back again to interest.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Listeners, if you want to be a part of the show, the number to text in is 0744-881-1570. It's 0744-881-1570. And we want you to text in. Let us know. Give us some tips. Let us know what to look out for when a man is quite into you. The telltale signs that he's into you or she's into you. Or tell us if you've ever misread a sign and it then turned out that it was just them. Probably they've got stuff stuck in their eyes and you thought they were batting their lashes or their eyelids. And it then turned out that, oh no, they weren't quite into you. Don't say, Jerry said, if she touches her hair, she's into me. She could just be having an itchy scalp. Okay. So
now you're telling me.
Exactly. So maybe, just maybe, we're not telltale so signs.
I have to cut them down.
Oh, yes. Don't get too carried away. Thinking, oh, I'm so cute, girls like me. No, it might just be a wrong sign. So yes, we've got the first text of the night, and this is from his, oh okay, he says, confused in cheetah meal. Hi Jerry and Roy, I need your wisdom. Okay, look at me, I'm feeling really wise tonight. This girl at work, she always asks me about my weekend, laughs at my jokes, even the really bad ones. You see, I said it, that you girls would laugh at your jokes if they like you, and offered to share her lunch with me yesterday. Is this a green light, or does she just think I'm lonely and hungry?
Okay. you know, the fact that you put that second option, you have, we have, that's the one me I'm leaning towards.
Lonely and hungry.
Yes. Because women, they think in very, very funny ways.
Yeah.
You know, she could. I don't think that, with how you've put it, I don't think it. I wouldn't put that as somebody who.
Yeah, and that's another question is, do you get to ask her for food? Maybe that's the first question of the night. Like, how often do you ask her for food? Because you've probably done it once or twice, and she thinks, oh, poor him, he just might need food.
So, that's another thing as well.
Yeah.
That I will look at as a woman liking me.
Oh, okay.
If they cook for me.
Ah, okay.
But so in his case now, he has to determine whether it's cooked food.
Yeah, she offered to share her lunch with him yesterday.
Yeah, there's lunch and
it might
food.
Just be might cold be. Sandwich.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. If it's cooked food, then yes, she's definitely kind of
into you. Know,
yes, that's a sign. Okay. But if it's like sandwich that she's brought in and she wants to share half with you, that's like, you know, Samaritan.
Yeah, duty of care.
So don't take it too far.
Yeah. So that's what you have to look out for now. Just look out for the telltale sign, which is it homemade food or is it just some random meal deal? Maybe she's had a lot and just feels benevolent. So just find out if she's going the extra mile to make you pack lunch and then bring it to the office and you guys go to a corner where you share the food, then that's different. But if it's just a random, do you want to have a sandwich? Just might be her being kind. Let's not take it too far. Just watch out for the other signs that I've spoken about. We're talking about the batting of the eyelids, the touching the hair. Yeah, those are the signs you should look out for. Thank you for texting in, and we hope we're not leaving you more confused than you were before you texted in. So, Prince,
yes.
Are there any more signs?
Of, okay.
When a guy's into you?
When a guy's into a girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Another sign when a guy's into a girl is he gives you, like, advice.
Okay.
You know, he starts giving you like advice.
Now I'm thinking of all the people that have been giving you that.
And when I mean advice, I don't mean like general advice, like personal advice, like little hints of advice.
Okay, like
you should start wearing hats. When you know when it's sunny, he will say to you, have you got a cap?
Oh, okay, the extra care.
Yeah, he will start doing things like that.
Give then, you a jacket when it's cold.
Yes.
Okay.
Buy you sunshades.
Buy. Do people still do that? Do people still buy people's
You're
stuff?
Telling my age.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going back to the age of courtship.
Yeah, but that's a sign that somebody, you know, is into you. Like a guy, that's another sign when he starts giving you
buying
advice.
You gifts and advice. So
the gifts he's buying you is not just general gifts, you know.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't know. We buy gifts with meaning.
Okay, there's personalized gifts, like,
so
okay,
he's buying you a sunshade, yeah, because he doesn't want your eye to get ruined.
Yeah, under the sun. Oh yeah, makes sense.
You know, he's buying you certain clothes because he wants you to cover up.
Oh yeah, you know, you really look good in red,
right?
And then next thing he gets you a red jumper.
Yeah, that's advice.
Okay.
So you know that the guy is into. It might be bad advice sometimes. Yeah, but at least he's still into you, you know.
That's advice a sign. Is advice. Oh, okay.
That's a sign.
Hello, lovely listeners. It's still Love Storm if you're just tuning in. We're here every Wednesday at 3 p.m. And if you want to advertise your goods, your services, just call us, DM us on Instagram is at Radio Africana, or text us on 0744-881-1570. We're more than happy to help you advertise your goods, your services. And if you want to know why you would advertise with us, you should, because we're all over the globe. We've got listeners across the world, in the US, Africa, Europe. People listen to us everywhere, and this is the easiest way to get to people across the globe. So if you're interested in advertising with us, text us on 0744 881 1570, and we'll be more than happy to put you through. And tonight's topic is the green light or the ghost light. What are the telltale signs that someone is way into you? If you want to be a part of the show, just text in, share your experience, tell us, give us some tips, give all the listeners out there some tips on how to know when someone is into you. We're going to take a short music break. Do not go anywhere. We'll be back in no time.
He trades the world for the good things found. If she is bad, he can't see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend, he puts her down.
Beautiful Love Storm listeners, we're back. It's still your girl Jerry, and you're listening to Love Storm. Tonight we are talking about green light or ghost light, how to know if they are into you. And we've got a message from a listener. This is, hi, this is Olivia, and I'm an overthinker. Okay, Olivia. There's this guy I'm seeing casually. He texts me good morning every day and always comments on my Instagram stories and even remembers tiny details I've told him, but he's never actually asked me on a proper date. is he interested or is he just really friendly or a pen pal? You say you're seeing him casually. Seeing in this instance, I'm pretty lost here, Olivia. So I'll read that message again so that we get it right and know how to go about tweets. Our advice. So he says, there's this guy I'm seeing casually. He texts me good morning every day, always comments on my Instagram stories, and even remembers tiny details I've told him, but he's never actually asked me on a proper date. Is he interested or is he just a really friendly person or a pen pal? Olivia, as a female, if he's seeing you casually and he just remembers certain things, it's just because you haven't moved it to the next level. Like, you don't even know what you want from the sounds of it. Like, because if you wanted to take it on a different level, I think you should speak to him about it. Because if you see yourselves regularly and he does text you, he remembers everything you've told him, it might be a sign that he's a bit into you. But because you've left it on that casual level, then he's decided to freestyle. Because it's your life and your choices, isn't it? If you wanted something more serious. I can see Prince shaking his head.
Yes, like, if you go back to what I was saying before with respect to women and the powerful ones in certain decisions, and this is the decision that is in her own
hands. Yeah.
So the question is all them signs a sign of a guy who likes you? Yes. But it's not all. I think it's a sign of a guy who is, like, you know, like the courting I was telling you before.
Yeah.
Well, I think present day, this is the courting of present day.
Yeah, we already do everything, and then we do the from behind.
The courting is on text, you know, noticing all them little details about things.
That's liking, the courting. Liking your Instagram stories.
Yes. Liking it and you know, waking up in the morning and always liking statuses and stuff.
Yeah. Did you sleep well?
Yeah, you know, one of them. And then
have you eaten?
So the answer or my advice, or if you wanted to know my opinion on the matter, is yes, he does. He's interested, but also I think it's now left to you to, you know, if you want to go further, then you ask him, yeah, what's going on? If you don't want to go further, then you just say the same thing. You just say to him, listen, you understand, but no.
Exactly.
And then he'll get the message, or not like your pictures the way he normally likes them, or whatever.
Yeah, because mixed signals can be confusing.
But this one is not mixed signal. This one isn't him telling you he likes you. But it's up to you to do what you got to do.
Yeah, maybe he's even the one thinking she's giving me mixed signals because I've done all of this.
No. We don't do that. As guys, we don't care the signals you give. honestly.
I have someone, a listener has just texted in, Fego from United States. He said even remembering the tiniest details is a sign that he's into you.
Yes,
because you have to be in it to, like, remember it, isn't it?
You know, this
but it has to be a very slick Casanova.
Sorry, I've got a stammer here, but sorry, I didn't mean to have that stammer there. It is, yes. If somebody goes as far as, you know, noticing little details or mentioning little details, he's interested, yes. Almost at the end of the day, yes.
Yeah.
He's interested.
So, Olivia, I think you don't have to overthink it anymore. What you need to do is take the ball back, put it in your court and decide how you want it. If you want to move forward with it, it's best to have that talk with him and say, what do you want from me?
But then, Olivia, sorry I do exactly what you say this gentleman is doing. And in certain cases, if there's a percentage to put, 90% of the time, they don't have any intentions of wanting to have anything to do with the female person. Mm. And I mean that. But once you put something out there, you're putting it out there for a reason, for people to like it, for people to comment on it. And it'd be very bad if nobody really comments on it, whether good or bad. There's a musician, Two-Face. He says, if nobody talks about you, then you are nobody. Whether not good, whether not bad, let them just say something. So if you have a post, if he's going on your Instagram or going on your social media and liking it, then that's probably just something he just does just to, you know, be part of what's going on.
Yeah.
But then, like I said before, you're going to have to pull him up and say, listen, what's going on?
Are you, exactly.
Are you down?
Yep. What's going on? Do you like me? Come out straight. Or forever remain silent.
Yeah, it's in your hands.
yep. So we've got Fegor again from United States. He said, not wanting to let you go when you're on a call is a sign.
That's 100%. Is that from a guy or from
a girl?
He's
from a guy, Fergo, from United States.
Yes, definitely Fergo. 100%.
Yeah, that nod. As soon as you heard it, you smiled.
That's the, you know, the daddy's joke that the women always laugh at.
Yeah.
And they go, you know, over a silly joke that the guy has made.
Mm.
That's our own sign. Even though the girl is boring on the phone, yeah, we still want her to be on the phone.
Oh.
Just to hear the voice and just to keep her engaged.
How romantic.
Because if a girl can stay more than an hour with you on the phone, she can stay an hour with another guy on the phone. So that's another hour wasted on another guy. So why not keep it for 2 hours?
Okay. Okay. So is that how you do the math? Ladies, I hope you're taking notes. So if you're spending over an hour, now I'm going to be putting a timer. So if you do an hour with me on the phone, you're into me. If you do less, X.
No. The thing is, if he wants to keep you on the phone for longer, that means he's into
you. Yeah, okay.
That's the bottom
line. I'm loving this topic tonight because I'm learning a lot. Because every Wednesday I come here and just realize I learn a lot on the show.
Yeah, which is really good. So one thing I'm noticing, Jerry, is you haven't really done the other side of stuff now. Because we're now talking, guys out there, please, guys, can you guys stop?
giving out all these
secrets of just, you know, let us hear how the ladies feel when they like us, what kind of signs we're supposed to look out for. So we've got the eyelashes thing,
yeah,
and we've got the twirling of the hair, yeah, and the hand. Then what else?
If she starts to compliment you, she's waiting to you
compliment you.
Yeah, like, oh, you really look nice in blue.
Okay.
Yeah. Or she says, oh, you look good today.
Okay.
I like your haircut.
Okay.
Did you cut your hair?
Okay.
You see, there's that telltale signs because she noticed. Because she notices the small, the little details. Like, oh, nice perfume. What perfume are you wearing? That's another one.
Okay. Even if the perfume is rubbish.
Yeah, it might be a store, but you know them. Even if the drugstore perfume.
Even if it's a rubbish perfume.
Yeah.
And she compliments
it. Yeah. Right. You know that, yeah.
Because normally I wear nice perfumes.
Yeah, so it just might be, you know the popular spray.
Right.
I don't want to do free adverts for nobody.
Yeah, you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, it just might be the popular spray.
And she compliments.
She goes, oh, you smell good.
Okay.
That's a sign.
Okay.
Okay. Man, are you taking notes? Because this is coming directly from the love guru, so you need to be taking notes. If she said to you, if someone at your office, that lady in the office says to you, oh, you smell good today, oh, you always smell good. Always smell good is the biggest giveaway.
Right, that you just saved yourself there, because you were being a bit more broad when you say you smelled good. But when somebody specifically says you smell good today,
or right, says you always smell good, that means
they smell good.
Look out for you every day and want to sniff you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so once you've heard that, know that she's got the hots for me.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got another. Oh, I like how the men are pretty interested in this topic tonight. I think the men are more active than the women tonight. Ladies, where are ya? Come. I think the ladies are busy taking notes while the men are out there dishing out all the details. So this one is from Ben. He said, I once thought a woman was really into me because she kept winking at me across the bar. Turns out she had a terrible eye infection and was trying to dislodge an eyelash. Talk about embarrassment. You see?
There you go.
I think Ben is saying this in response to my pattern.
Yes. You see, that's what I was saying. You're more broad with yours. Men are more specific. I was more specific with the signs we give to women. But women, their signs are so broad, you can just miss it.
As with everything about, we're very complicated.
Can you be more specific with a specific sign a lady can give a guy and the guy will go, yes, this girl is into me 100%.
If she gives you her number.
Yeah, but Even that number thing.
If she gives you her number, like, without you, like, you don't have to hassle for it. You just say, hi, excuse me, can I have your number, please? And she gives you her number. She is.
That's like a conversation stopper, isn't it, for me? If I was a woman and somebody came up to me and says, can I have your number? I'll just give them my number because I wouldn't want to have a conversation with them.
That's you as a man. But so, if we don't want to give you our number, we don't.
Okay.
We'd either give you a wrong one,
there
or
you go. So,
give you something and block you.
So it's not giving the number, it's giving so the right
number. And then you ring and we actually pick and say hello.
Right.
That's it. Just know, hit your other hand and go, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You know, like in that scenario now, it applies with a guy as well. If a guy is into a girl and he gives a girl his number, then that definitely is a sign to the girl that he's into her.
But we don't go about asking for numbers.
No, that's what I'm saying. So we give it to you.
Yeah, okay.
So you wouldn't ask me. Mm-hmm. I'll give it to you. Oh, so okay. The fact that I'm giving you my number means that's I'm into you.
Yeah.
That's a sign. Now, we're definitely 100% sure that when you call us, we're going to pick up.
Yeah,
that's why we're giving you the number. That's 100%. And then when you call us, we're 100% sure that we're proceeding to the next step.
Okay.
Without vetting, because we've already done the vetting before we gave the number.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So it's like a quick vet, you guys. You don't do like the whole DBS check. Oh, like the ladies are watching. Yes.
No, but what with that number thing?
Yeah.
It's they're into the guy or they're just going through the process of that DBS check. So
yeah,
you can have my number
step, yeah.
Oh, so it's not really into.
No, it's we're just giving you the green light that okay, yeah.
No, Jerry,
you can come.
I'm sure
you can come in.
This conversation today is about if they are into you.
That's like we have to be into you to let you in. Like that's the first in. Then
so
there
lots
do
of,
two,
there's a lot
then
of,
we have steps.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of process with a woman being into a guy.
Yeah.
Then the process of a guy being into a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm understanding.
We have there are layers to this.
Okay.
But for men it's just like and I was gonna like sneakily chip that in. You know when someone is into you, when a guy is into you, is it different from when a guy loves you?
When a guy
can a guy be into you and not love you?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, ladies, note that down. Put asterisks next to it.
So
that he's into you doesn't mean he loves you. Draw your ears, ladies. Draw your ears. He's into you doesn't mean he loves you. Don't say Jerry and Roy said he was into me. This is just the first step.
The love a man experiences, his first experience of love is from his mother.
Okay.
Yeah, the girl's first experience of love is from herself.
Father. Oh, okay. Can we say her father?
No, the only person that can give love is a woman.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
or men don't give love.
No, we experience it.
Okay, we need to have a part two of this particular topic.
Yes, please.
Please, ladies, write this down. Men do not give love. They experience it.
Yeah.
So we are the bearers of love.
Yes.
So we share the love just for you people to receive it and experience it.
Love is not something you can share. You just
give it.
Yeah.
We dish it out.
Yeah.
And what do we get in return if we're not getting
it's not
love
it's
back?
Not something you get something. You want okay. If you give me love, I now know what love is.
Yeah.
Then I can now show it to you if you want it. if you want to see it, I'll show it to you. Because you've given it to me and I now know what it is.
Okay.
So I can show you love because you've taught me it.
This is an eye-opener, honestly. Like, this is like that eureka moment for me. Honestly, I've never had anybody tell me love about love this way. We always hear love is reciprocal. Mm-hmm. So men experience love.
Yes.
Ooh. So we're the owners and bearers of love.
Everything.
Okay. So we're just doling the love out.
Yeah, so somebody dating a woman, a guy dating a woman, or being into a woman is different from a guy loving a woman.
Okay. Yes. You know, yeah. That was something that just crossed my mind while we're saying this. I'm like, do you know somebody can actually be into you and not love you?
Mm-hmm.
So, a man, there's a difference between a man being into you and a man really loving you. Can a man marry someone he's not in love with?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. But you know, it's harder for a woman to marry a man she's not in love with.
Yeah, because that's because she's the love bearer.
Okay, so at what point do men then love? So men never love, is that what you're saying?
Men only show love, and they only show what they've been taught.
Okay.
So you can see a man who has been, like me now, I told you, when I grew up, with lots of women that were around me.
Mm.
And the women are the bearers of love, so they showed me a lot of love.
So are you trying to say it's women that make men toxic?
Yes, 100%. From your mother, is the one who makes you toxic.
Oh, geez. Are you listening? Like, this is just...
We're going into a surprise.
I know. Like, we're going... We need five episodes to dissect this topic. So, it comes down to women at the end of the day. Women start raising your boys right.
Yes, exactly.
Because at the end of the day, and it starts from you.
Yeah, it's knowledge, you know. It's not something you're... It's not against them, you know. But if you know, you know.
Okay.
And then you're in control of it.
So, good. So, how is a woman in control of it?
How is a woman in control of what?
Love. Making the man love her, because there's only a lot you can do.
Your man can,
especially with a damaged man,
man
for
cannot
instance.
Love you. Man can show you the love the love you've taught him.
Yeah, but
imagine you've taught me something, and I'm writing it down in a book. Right? Mm. And you say, let me see.
Mm.
You know, I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
Right. Imagine that thing you've taught me is a feeling and a way to be.
Mm.
If you want me to show it back to you, I can only show it to you. I cannot give it to you, because
it's just that. Like,
and you are the one who's taught me, and I'm not saying you immediate. It's been from my auntie, your mother, all the women who have been in your life are the ones who have been teaching you about love.
Mm.
Up until the point now where you meet a partner, and then she probably thinks when you say you love her, it's the same love that she's supposed to.
So
be
a man is a reflection of the love he's had.
Yes. We don't know what it is. It's what we've been taught.
Oh, wow. That's really deep. Like, men out there, you listen. So when you see a toxic man, he's just a reflection of his
life. A man who's got a boy as a child.
Yeah.
They will always be macho with each other.
Yeah.
A boy who's got a girl as a child, is that girl that will be giving her dad hugs.
Yeah.
It's the girl that will teach her dad how to be caring.
That's why men are drawn to their daughters.
Thank you.
Okay.
And then the women are drawn to the men, because the woman is the woman that now would show and teach the boy love, so that the boy now will be able to show it to other people.
Oh, does make a lot of sense.
Sorry for deviating from your
topic. I know. But no, like, this is really exciting and interesting at the same time, because it just explains a lot. I think that's the thing. So we sort of get these signals mixed up, because we don't really understand how men see love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, everything is in control. So for the guy now, who hasn't been shown love, in the past, to understand the signs, that's when I said, if it's cooked meal that she's bringing into work and giving to you, that's different. There's a sign in there that she likes you.
Yeah.
But if it is packaged meal like sandwich or something, then there's no sign in there. It's just somebody being...
Kind to you.
Yes, kind to you.
So, is it possible, though, for a man who's not into a girl to then learn love from this girl because she's been showing him love?
Yes. Mm. Without the girl being biased about how his behavior is.
Okay.
Because the mother, don't forget, the mother and child.
They've already done their bit.
That child is very, very naughty.
Yeah.
But the mother has unconditional love for that child.
Yeah.
And is showing the child how to have unconditional love, so that child is learning it.
Okay.
So when the time comes to show it back, he would know how to show it.
So,
but it takes the patience of the person
teaching him
to have the patience. So it always goes along in life. You then meet somebody in a relationship, which is what you are talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That person, the woman, has to recognize that she's the one that has to have the patience. And then if that child has been damaged, inverted, common when they were growing up, then it's your patience to re-love that child, to reteach that child what love is.
Yeah, so sometimes you have to unlearn, relearn, and learn.
Sometimes it's not your, it's not, sometimes
it's not in your place to do that, because that's a lot of work.
But it's already made now.
Yeah, because there are already people there that have a lot of love to. So men are just
We need damaged people in the world as examples. Even the damaged people are useful, because you can use them as an example of what damaged people look like.
Yeah, true. And so damaged, it doesn't mean there's no change coming from them.
Damaged people, big up.
Oh, you see, so men are, okay, so in a nutshell, men are just like the computer, garbage in, garbage out. Yeah?
What do you mean?
Garbage in, garbage out. So you put in garbage in a man, you get garbage in return.
Thank you.
You feed him love, you get love in return.
Thank you.
Okay, interesting. So girls, you've heard this. Now, this... We need to come back. No, you need to come back.
I do apologize.
No, don't apologize. You need to be back on the show for us to discuss this issue about love, being with someone you don't love, understanding men. Because women, I think we need your perspective. We don't really get it like this.
You know, like Tina Turner.
Yeah.
There's a song she sang.
What's love got to do with it?
That song is a very, very important song.
Mm.
But it's something now, you know, like the certain songs we used to listen when we used to grow up and we just used to dance to it.
Yeah, not understanding
it. Yeah, but now when you go back and listen to the lyrics of them songs, then you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, it's just understanding and
because love is a total tolerance. Dimension. To being with somebody and being in a relationship with somebody and doing whatever you do in the relationship, love has got no basis on that.
Okay. Yeah, because this was a topic 2 days ago that went, there was this lady that just got married and then somebody said to her in an interview, said, do you love your husband? She now said, what's love? And then people were calling her out online. It totally makes sense now her response, because love comes slowly for some. It doesn't necessarily have to be about love.
And love is language as well.
True.
Because in certain languages, the word love doesn't exist.
Okay.
So in my language, love doesn't exist.
Yeah, my language is money.
What?
Okay. On that note, we're sorry to say it's a wrap. I've had the time of my life, and I want to say a big, big, massive thank you to you, Prince Roy,
for joining us tonight. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's been an absolute blast. And sorry we couldn't take all of your messages. It's just an hour show, and we just tried to squeeze everything in. But I do promise we'll be back next week, Wednesday, with an even juicier topic. And we'll be expecting your messages, and I'll definitely read them out next week.
Can
Wednesday.
I do a good shout out to this? Can I give
yes,
a shout
please.
Out?
Yes, please.
All right, I'd like to give a shout out to Meow Meow International. You know who you are. I'd like to also give a shout out to Ifoma International.
Okay.
I'd like to give a shout out to Jade International down there in down south.
Okay.
And I'd also like to give a shout out to Adobe in Liverpool, locked in right now.
Okay, thank you all for listening.
Oh, and of course, PG, you know who you are.
Okay, and to all amazing Love Storm listeners and Radio Africana listeners, I want to say thank you and try to join in next week where I'll be coming with a juicier topic. See you next week, but do not touch that dial. Stay on the radio till next week, Wednesday. Have a good night.
Bye bye.
Of love asleep and tired. Rolling by like thunder now, as I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender. A love that I could not forsake, 'cause I